So my name's Rob Palkovitz. I'm a professor at UD. More important than that, I'm a dad. I have four sons who are adults and three daughter-in-laws and nine grandkids. Woo! And you know, it's really important to me when we talk about parenting that it's practical and not just boring. It should be real life stuff. So usually I study fatherhood, but I can talk about parenting in general. But I want you to know that I know that people don't want to waste their time on things that really don't matter. Major in majors and not in minors, right? And so I'm going to tell you, I'm going to spend just a few minutes tonight really focusing on three things that always matter, okay? So the great news is you probably already know what I'm going to say. I mean, you might not know what I'm going to say, but when I say it, you're going to go, that's it? Well, I mean, my grandmother could have told you this, is what you might think. But, you know, either through thinking through this, just thinking about what's going on here, you know, are we labeling feelings? How do we feel? How do we shift the feelings? Or through family stories, or just through the experiences that you've had as parents or as kids, and how you reflect on, you know, what it means to be a parent by thinking about what it was like when you were a kid, you already know most of these things, all right? So here's the caution in that. You could look at this and say, wait a minute, that's it? This guy's done research for 40 years, and this is what he has to say? Don't let the fact that it's simple and straightforward sort of take the power out of this. I'll tell you that these things are impactful. All right, they really difference. And I'm not going to, you know, give you all the citations and stuff, but honestly, I've read thousands of studies. That's not an exaggeration. All right, thousands of studies on parenting, on attachment, on emotional development, on all this stuff. So there's research, there's thousands of studies, there's, you know, decades of parenting experience, and every conversation I've ever had with another parent really confirms these things. All right, I don't think, you know, so when I put these things up, don't just go, that's it. I think I knew that. And I think you should feel good about that. I think that's good news. Yeah. All right. In some ways, the best news is you can just relax and have fun. That's a great recipe for parenting. You know, I think sometimes we get so stressed about, am I doing things right? You know, what am I messing up now? Am I causing irreparable harm? All that stuff. And it's like, if you would just understand there's no one right way to parent. And really the best thing to do is be you, which is good news because everybody else is taken. All right. And, you know, really you really don't have a lot of choice. You are you, and maybe you're working on things that you want to change or that your spouse or partner wants you to change or that your kid wants you to change, but you're you. So be you, relax and have fun in it. And to the extent that you can enjoy it, that makes all the difference in the world. All right, so here we go. Here are the three things that always matter. This is based on all that I've read over time and trying to figure out how to talk to dads who, you know, dads have reputations for wanting to get a job done, to be effective, right, to not waste time, to not do something that's useless. All right, so I was trying to figure out what could I say to somebody, no matter if their kid's a toddler or 40, or no matter if, you know, things are going well or if they're not, if you're educated or not. So what are some things that always matter? So that's what caused me to boil these things down. I love and hate this list. All right, I love that it's so straightforward. I love that it's simple. It bugs me a little bit that it's the ABCs of fathering or parenting, all right? So you'll see why, but The first component is really feelings of emotional closeness, that connection that you have with your child. I'll talk about it a little more on the next slide. The second thing is, you know, what you actually do to demonstrate your engagement with them. All right, so how are you involved with your... And then the third thing is really the sensitivity to them, getting the timing right, the connection right. So that is really what affects parent-child relationship quality every moment of every day, across time, for all of life. And the truth is that this is what affects your relationship with your spouse or your coworkers. And this is just human relationships, all right? So it's not really a parenting talk, sorry. All right, but here we go. The three things that always matter, let's spin this out a little bit. So it's the A, because the technical term for feelings that Amanda was just talking about is affect, or the emotional climate. Judy and I, my wife, and I have done volunteer work with kids at risk for over 25 years. And a lot of them are either from foster care settings or, you know, challenging situations. And I can just tell you, point blank, if those kids know that somebody really loves them, they are there for them, action, they carry themselves differently than if they don't have that. You can just see it in the way that the people, the kids, carry themselves, all right? That emotional connection, all right? So it's covered in literature, talked about as love, all right, or as attachment. If you start to get into the child development literature, trust versus mistrust, Erickson and personality development, parenting styles, you know, there's warmth between the parent and child. You can talk to a dad and say, you know, how does your kid know that you can? And they'll say things like, they know that I'm there for them. I've got their back. You know, it's being there. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily there. They know that you're with them even when you're not physically in proximity. All right, so it's that connection. All right, so that's the A thing. That is the single most important thing, period. You know, we get so focused on school achievement and educational attainment and behavioral compliance, and there's a whole lot that we worry about. If you get this down, everything else follows. That's the truth of the attachment literature. You know, so many things in social sciences. All right, so if you only had one shot, you know, if you could only invest in one thing, just improve that connection between you and your kid. It's easy to think about. Are we close? How's it going? All right. I know what I could do that would bring us a little closer together. And P.S., it doesn't always work. You might have a wonderful idea and say, this is exactly what I got to do. And then it bombs. But keep doing the right thing. Sooner or later, it pays off. Second thing is the behavioral engagement. This is what gets studied so much. I've made a career out of father involvement literature, all right? But it, you know what it is? Most of it's ticks and clicks, all right? How many ticks of a second or, you know, a minute did you spend doing this or that? You know, so it's a time diary thing, or it's clicks on an event counter. So we have things like, well, I read 3 books this week. Okay, but was it fun? Was it good? Was it, you know, could your kid have wished that you read 7 books instead, you know, or was it 3 books are over? You know, so it's not just the number that matters. It's the quality of the relationship, again. And a lot of that depends on the connection, the synchrony, the timing, the, you know, using teachable moments. So maybe you have an issue, you know, your room's a mess. All right, but your kid comes home from school and they, you know, they walk in like this. Now's not the time to talk about your messy room. You know, make that connection. Hey, what's up? I see you're a little down today. What's going on? So this really segues pretty well off of what Amanda just talked through. It's really just being sensitive to what's right for the moment. After a big interview study that took about 10 years to complete and finally publish as a book, you know what I figured out? The mistakes of fathering are either too much or too little. That's all we do. We mess up much or too little. You know, I gave too much attention to this, not enough attention to that. You know, it's probably not a great idea to walk your 30-year-old across the intersection holding their hand. You know, it's too much. All right. And, you know, there are other times when they need more. All right. So it's just being sensitivity. That's the connection thing. All right. So here we go. That A factor, the affect, the attachment. When kids have that down, they have, and this is on a handout too. Actually, this one's not. This slide made it.
Yep.
Wow, he pirated all my stuff. All right. But the kids who have that sense that somebody really loves them, they have fewer emotional problems. It builds their self-worth, their self-confidence, sense of belonging, the emotional well-being. It only works if their hands are in your heart-shaped, or their feet are in your heart-shaped hands, all right? Got it? All right. So the A factor buffers against what psychologists call internalizing problems. They're things where you turn in on yourself, all right? And you take out your negative emotions on yourself. Kids who don't have the A factor down with their parents tend to internalize, all right? So that can lead to anxiety disorders or phobias if you're sort of out on one end of the extreme, severe shyness or withdrawal. You know, you're just not confident in yourself. Depression and really issues of worth and identity. So this is emotional well-being, basically. And when you have that A factor down, you don't have to worry about emotional well-being so much. The B factor, this is where you do stuff like I go to your soccer game, to your dance recital, I do homework with you, I show interest in what you're doing. Hey, who's your best friend? You know, what's your favorite color? What music are you listening to? Not so much to be the great monitor, but to share, you know, what's going on in your life, all right? When I can talk most about the fathering literature, all right, but when dads are positively involved in care, what it does is it builds, all right, so that it builds cognitive abilities and social skills in children. It ends up having better outcomes in terms of well-being, in terms of higher educational attainment for the kids, lower substance use, more delayed sexual activity, so good outcomes behaviorally. Kids who don't have the B factor down, so not an engaged father, all right, tend to have externalizing problems. Excuse me. So they tend to lack self-control, and they act out in ways that disturb other people. We all could name people like this, all right? So they tend to violate social expectations. They tend toward aggressiveness, disobedience, difficulty just to go with a program, disruptive. It's not a good deal. You don't want your kid to go there. All right, so behavioral engagement does things to buffer against that. The three things work together. All right? And the best news, I think, is in terms of psychological health, being in positive incomes or income, positive outcomes, investing in the ABCs always pays off. Always. And again, this is easy to think about. If you just think about the A, the B, the C, it's not that much to remember. All right, I can make it closer. I'm going to show you how to do it. Now's the right time. Now's not the right time. All right, pretty straightforward. The great news is you already knew this. You might not have articulated it that way, but there are now thousands of studies that back up what you know. All right? And how that you know? Because I've interviewed a lot of dads. And one of my favorite questions to ask them is, hey, if you were a dad on ESPN and you were going to create your own highlight reel, the greatest moments in fathering, you know, what would make your highlight reel? And you ought to see how animated they get. Oh, my gosh, there was this time. You know, and they start to tell you about a marvelous time. And you can just see it, the connections there. They were behaviorally engaged. Everything clicked, all right? The A, the B, and the C is always there in your highlight reel. But the fact that you have that highlight reel tells me you know how to do it. You already do this. You can think about what made it work. You can replicate it. You can extend it to other contexts. And when you realize that all you have to do is invest in these three things, it really cuts through a lot of the worries and distractions. And again, it's a dad thing, but you know, fathers are both famous and notorious for having fun with their kids. You know how to have fun. And when you do that, the A, the B, and the C, as long as you're having fun with them and not at the expense of them, it's, you know, all three of those things are clicking. So I think that's good news. Have fun. Enjoy your kids. I'll look forward to your comments later.